This, bada boom. Bada boom. Okay. Fifth Element, whatever. Republic of Texas Radio. Hey, you know, there's a lot of big booms over in Florida. That's kind of curious. I wonder what they're for. You know, we've got a little bit of chat out there in the chat room, republicoftexas.chattango.com. Annie's been hearing the sonic booms or the booms. We don't know if they're sonic, but they probably are. So is Jimmy. And I'm kind of wondering what the heck they're doing. You know, the military state, the police state, that is the corporate United States of America, they do these kind of things a lot. You know, I kind of moved here to Fredericksburg, Texas in 2008, 2009, somewhere in the cusp of that. And I remember seeing helicopters just flying all over the place. People were talking about black helicopters, and we'd see a couple of Hueys coming flying over my sheep and goats and everything, going like, what the heck? Well, during that time, somebody was paying for them to, you know, eat lunch free at the local airport, and, well, that kind of went away. But they still kept coming, and we don't see them that much, that often. But we do see them at different times during different drills. Wonder if this is a drill as I look over on the Drudge Report. And currently, it's kind of like an interesting aggregator, if to say the least. I look down a couple things, and I'm watching the stuff that's going on over in not Saudi Arabia, the Middle East, right? Because the Middle East is a hot button right now, with Trump saying that he's going to move our embassy to Jerusalem, and that's kind of caused a bunch of stuff. And I'm going, okay, you don't like it, and I don't like it necessarily. Don't hate it. It's got people more pissed off at the Israelis. You know, that's good, right? You know, they've got to be outed for the people they are. And how? What better than to actually get the people, the Semites, I guess, the people that are born in the Middle East, to get upset about Israel taking over Jerusalem and calling it their capital. You know, let them fight. Come on, man, get this over with. It's about time. So I wonder if that has anything to do with the booms over Florida. But I don't think so. But I don't know. You got any thoughts on that, Doc? It's way out in left field.
Well, it's hard to say. We had a bunch of people reporting here in our area that they heard lots of booms. And they were saying, well, maybe it's a transformer blowing up. But then somebody said it went on for 30 minutes, and transformers don't blow up for 30 minutes. So it could have been the same training between here and Florida. You never know what these guys are doing, but you can be sure there was some training going on.
Any thoughts, any one of you two?
Well, there has been reports of across the country, different parts of the country, of people hearing booms and not really being able to attribute them to sonic booms, to planes in the sky or anything. So I don't know. Is this, Jimmy, possibly some type of a technology that causes plate shifts? I don't know what some kind of atmospheric disturbance, like atmospheric heaters or something like that being used.
Well, you know, this isn't the first conversation about booms, not only here in Florida, but others. And there have been some YouTubers that have put it together with Walmarts, and that, you know, they're blasting tunnels. And you know, I mean, it's definitely something that's causing, you know, a ripple in the air. That would, you know, cause windows to shake and doors to shake. And Annie I'm in Tampa, and Annie's up there in Jacksonville. So that's not only on the other coast of Florida, but it's quite a ways north of me. And for her to be hearing it up there at the same time, it's just very interesting. Now, there is, you know, I think they've scaled down the base up there, but there was a big naval air station up there in Jacksonville. So, you know, were they, I just can't believe that they would go supersonic for some reason from Tampa to Jacksonville. And it's interesting that Annie reported about the same occurrences up there during about the same time period. Now, I did just get some news in that they're also doing something similar on the West Coast. Military convoy seen across western U.S. I'll put the link in. This guy's at, well, this is a live feed, so I'll wait till he finishes, and then I'll archive it and air it later. But the title is Mystery Military Convoy Seen Across Western U.S. So, you know, it's interesting that folks around the country are now reporting these seeing military activities.
Hey, we got Chris on the line, so let's see what's going outside of Vegas. Hey, Chris, are you there?
Well, good morning, gentlemen. Yes, I am, and what intriguing dialogue you gentlemen have going this morning.
Oh, thank you. What do you got to add, man?
Well, I wanted to go back to a little earlier in your conversation when you were talking about these undercover imposter employee actresses, which may reasonably be called accommodation parties, perhaps they're looker hookers, that are sent to placate the all-male-dominated parties that you were suggesting. And I think that kind of relates somewhat to your virtual friends that exist in your house by the virtue of your series or whatever the other names of those standing soldier, which are really self-reporters. They're posed as being there for your convenience, but what they're really doing is assisting the deep state of keeping track of your every thought, what you do, without you knowing so, because you think it's there to benefit you, and it's really to benefit someone else.
I'd agree with that statement, for sure.
Well, and another thing that's on the radar, well, let's go ahead and talk about what you were just talking about for a second. When you see a bunch of jets taking to the air, that's usually known as a scramble. And since we don't really know everything because they're keeping a lid on it, but it's been suggested that there are Iranian ships that are coming to South America, then to America, perhaps embedded agents around America and adjoining countries that adjoining our northern and southern borders. They're embedded, as well as a couple of different places on the West Coast and the East Coast. The Presidio, California, and somewhere down in the Norfolk, Virginia area on the coastal areas, we know that there are apparently Russian and Chinese agents that are embedded within. So it probably bears at least good sense to pay closer attention to these West Coast military convoys and these activities that they don't talk about, which invites even closer attention for those who have discerning eyes and the awareness to pay closer attention and see what's really up. It's a very dangerous world we live in right now.
Right. You know, when I was traveling through Vegas and through New Mexico back in 08, I'd see lots of convoys of troop transports and some, you know, light combat vehicles and some heavy ones. But is that the same? You know, they're sitting there telling us that they're ramping down the wars. Well, you know, mission accomplished. You know, okay, good deal. Well, they just found new words. Go ahead.
When they're white, I think it bears a special attention because if we're being invaded by UN forces, they could be coming from anywhere in the world. And, of course, foreign people coming to our country may not have the same affection for our countrymen that we would, and therefore they don't have any hesitancy to use deadly force at the drop of a hat. In fact, speaking to that, there was a really intriguing one that I came across yesterday. It's only been out a day or two down in the Phoenix, Arizona area. It's on YouTube. It's called Body Cam Video of Daniel Schaefer. Now, he's a young fellow that was doing some exterminating in a hotel, I think, and this poor kid was scared crapless and was shot to death. I think I counted five shots by the police officer when he was screaming and hollering to follow his commands. And he was so scared he didn't have the ability to comprehend and was critically scared and confused and couldn't execute him fast enough. So this guy just assassinated him on the spot when he was just a young, scared, frightened child.
Didn't he shoot him in the back?
I think it was in the front.
Was it?
But this makes nurse if you remember Nurse Wobel and Officer Payne, it makes that look tame, what this guy did to this poor Daniel Schaefer. I mean, this is just absolutely beyond the pale. If this officer is not indicted for murder, like LaVoy Finicum and others that we've seen, Michael Hastings, was it, and the guy selling cigarettes in Chicago. I mean, these police murders of innocent citizens that are unarmed under the pretext that the police are in fear for their life when the other person's really scared crapless, it just is beyond the pale and totally into the range of insanity here in America.
They are private private mercenaries of the corporations.
Absolutely. Well, and there's plenty of case law and Supreme Court rulings that tell us that the police have no duty and obligation to protect we the people. Their primary responsibility is to protect corporate interest, Corp U.S., and most of them don't even have a concept that they're really functioning as private corporate mercenaries, because their sheriffs that they supposedly work for have given up their obligation for the people and taken the role of a administrative manager to give them a pretextual air of immunity and thrown their servants that are serving them under the bus and left them out there to hang to dry to be individually sued for their abuse of discretion.
What is the corporation's primary function? Fiduciary, right?
To earn money for the stakeholders.
Exactly.
Show me the money.
Show me the money. Well, there you go. We're all screwed. Well, I guess that's the show. I'm just kidding.
All right, guys. Well, have a great and fabulous day. Thanks for letting me chime in. Hope it was relevant.
Anytime, Chris. Love you, man.
Bye-bye.
Wow. So where do you go from here? We've got booms. Captain Fred's talking about some B-52s over in the chat room that are, you know, coming right off the Gulf at treetop level. I'm going, what? I don't know if that's like recently, right? But yeah, I guess the turmoil that's happening over in North Korea, South Korea, and the Middle East, we could see a more active Pacific coast, you know, as far as, you know, rumors about the Iranians working with the North Koreans. And I guess they would work together, right? You know, they've watched the shenanigans that the corporate United States government, you know, plays on all these little things. Okay, take away your weapons. Okay, take away your weapons. Now you got no weapons. Okay, that's good. Now change your government. Yeah, here's your central bank. It's free. No, it's not free. It has interest. You know, it comes down to, you know, taking over the world and not trusting, well, trusting somebody to be the way that they always have been is very easy. And the takeovers of the United States, you say Egypt, right? Okay, the United States didn't take over Egypt, if you want to argue that. I don't know how you would argue that, right? Yeah, I guess you'd say, well, that happened naturally or whatever. Why was there a central bank for the, you know, resistance or the counterinsurgents or whatever? Why did that get set up in weeks? How did they do that, huh? I don't know. That was a cluster. But then that's happening again. And we weren't the only ones to watch Egypt. You know, the folks over in North Korea and in Iran and all the other states that we're warring with, they saw that all going down too. And they didn't listen to CNN to figure out what CNN thought was going on. They watched it for themselves. You know, I remember watching, you know, the Arab Spring with Alan via free-to-air satellite. And it was freaky, to say the least. You know, the opening volley in that whole thing was, Alan, what was the guy that, how did that start? It was one guy, and he poured gasoline all over himself and burned himself to death. And then there were,
yeah, that,
what they
that
called
was in, Algeria. It was in Algeria.
And yeah, then they started. Yeah, go ahead.
Exactly. No. Go ahead and tell the story. Yeah.
Okay. So I'm told that this is happening. We're sitting down. We're not chasing skunks or raccoons or deer through the pasture or anything like that. And we're just watching a little bit of free-to-air TV to get our mind off things. And then here comes this little thing, and it's all protests in the streets. And you see a bunch of cops running and Molotov cocktails chasing them. I mean, at their heels. And I'm like going, Alan, that's not a protest. That's a riot. That's a riot. And they're like, it's protests. And I'm going, you guys are absolutely bonkers. And the whole damn thing went crazy, and they launched Twitter on the heels of, you know, the Arab Spring. Yep. Nobody gave a twit about a Twitter right before the Arab Spring, you know. But what happened? Here we go back to the internet, folks. They shut down the internet in Egypt, right? So nobody could talk about anything, right? So all of a sudden, unless you had a corporate internet connection, a civilian internet connection was shut off. The way they shut that thing off was they shut off DNS to the outside world. So nobody could communicate. They couldn't get out, and they couldn't communicate. Well, Google had set up their DNS servers, and they started spray painting the IP address of their DNS server on walls all over Egypt. And they were 8.8.8.8 and 8.8.4.4. And you'd see this graffiti, which was telling folks how to get out. And all of a sudden, they have this new communication things, and all these brilliant Egyptians, they all know about this new thing. It's called Twitter, and they're tweeting, and they're like, oh, yeah, we got to get rid of them, blah, blah, blah. It was so scripted and staged, and now Twitter's like, well, they're important, but they weren't before that time. It's fascinating, but it does feel a little bit like that we're coming into our time with the problems in the Middle East, you know, the problem with Israel, you know, continuing to land grab and, dominate a whole people, genocide on an entire population, yet we're sitting there going, they're our ally, we love them, you know, Saudi Arabia, we love those guys, you know, they're great, they're our ally. Yeah, what do they do? What do they do for us? They might trade with us, but they're bad on their people.
Remember Bahrain, Steve, about 2 months before the Arab Spring thing started? Funniest thing I've still seen on satellite TV was when that press conference, they broke into the show in that press conference, and it looked like a Saturday Night Live script. I was waiting for Don Belushi or someone to walk out on the stage. Remember that when they came out? They said, we tell our people that they cannot assimilate out this large outside, and they must return to their wadis. And as they return, some of them fall and hurt themselves, and it shows them just stomping. And they, of course, they showed like 10 seconds of the video where they were actually, you know, kind of at the start of it, where they were like, okay, come on, move along. And after that, it was just stomp and kick and beat.
Yeah, I remember that. I really do. There was a bunch of different things. I mean, Al Jazeera was covering that. There was another RC channel, I believe, that was covering that actually showed what was going on in Saudi Arabia. And it wasn't what the officials were saying. They were saying, oh, yeah, well, their people are gathering, and, you know, we have to disperse them because nobody's allowed to get together in groups more than, what was it, 2, 3, you know, and yeah, I don't know. The whole thing's crazy. Is it going to get crazier? Well, we seem to have lost Doc. So, Sam, if you're there, maybe you can add him back in. He was having some audio trouble. Oh, no. It's kind of crazy. What do you think, Jimmy? Is it all coming to a boil? It's always been coming to a boil, though.
It is, and I don't mean to introduce another spoke in the wheel, but there's so many. I think it's important. You know, I try to watch as much as I can and getting together with you guys and you know, back to your point of not letting people gather, that's exactly how we're able to keep each other informed and kind of talk about these things. But I'm really, 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 really curious to see what's going to be the outcome of the crypto, specifically Bitcoin, because it is so far out of control. I think my theory is they want people to get greedy, put their money in there, and I think we're going to wake up and we're going to see something got hacked.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
So, what are the real bellwethers for trouble in a nation? I don't know. You know, do you find it on CNN? Do you find it on, well, Fox News going to tell you bad, really bad? You might hear it on Republic Broadcasting. That's true. Jimmy was just talking about cryptocurrencies and, well, how that might relate to, you know, the troubling times. Hey, you want to continue that, Jimmy? We ran into a break.
Yeah, no problem. And I normally hear the music, but I was, I watch all these different angles, and as I have shared with folks, I've been real bullish on buying silver eagles in the past couple weeks. And silver and gold both took a pretty good dive in a couple of weeks, which to me is a good sign because it's a good time to buy it. But I was watching an interview with Jamie Dimon and listening to some other folks that I trust watching this. And just think of it, you know, if we have I used to tease people, the way to get people to come to your show is put a sign up that says free beer. Okay, So is Bitcoin the free beer sign that everyone is flocking to? And isn't that a way to, with respect to the musical chairs game, to just have the music stop and instead of removing one chair, they're going to remove it all? Because right there, Steve, they've got a lot of people cornered. And if the internet neutrality comes or some kind of a hack, which I think is what they're going to guise it as, but regardless of you having this, that, and the other in your phone or whatever, you can't go to the grocery store and show them your USB drive or your cell phone if there's no network. Mm-hmm. You see, so I think it all fits in with the net neutrality, you know, the military things. Are they practicing for civil unrest? Because just think of this. Most grocery stores have 2 to 3 days of supplies, and that's during a normal shopping cycle. But if we get a frenzy or any hint of anything that's going to happen, I mean, look how people behave on Black Friday. You know, there's one $200 big screen TV and there's 500 people at the door. You see what I mean? So I think it is all coming together, Steve. And I'm going to be surprised if we make it through the first quarter of next year. And I'm going to be honest, I'm going to be surprised if we make it to the end of this year without some new big thing happening.
I've heard that a lot, Jimmy, so I'm not going to, you know, put my pancake on top of it. But let's see if we have Doc back. Doc, are you there?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
You got anything to put a pancake on top of?
Well, you know, just the fact that they are so proud that they just negotiated to keep the government open a couple more weeks so they can negotiate more. Jimmy's probably right. Something's getting ready to hit the fan, and it's not going to be pretty. And this has been going on forever. I mean, come on. That probably the best thing that could happen is for the government to shut down for a while. And a lot of people would say, you know what? We don't miss it.
Yeah. Yeah, I bumped into that last
week. Doc's right.
Go ahead.
Well, just real quick, I mean, if you really look at all the events and the fact that we all get together at least once a week and have these conversations, just take 10 points. And Doc put a good one in there. The government shutdown, the announcement of the capital in Jerusalem, and all the fighting and rocket fire yesterday in the Gaza Strip, and the Bitcoin, if you really lay down all opinions and focus on common sense, and the United Nations meeting last week was very heated. So I think Doc put a great pancake on top. Something's up. There's too many moving parts to suggest otherwise.
Now, when you look at cryptocurrencies, you have to go back to, and I want to talk to your point on crypto there. You know, cryptocurrencies are digital fiat currencies that were created, well, with nothing to contain nothing, except they're just a string of, well, numbers, zeros and ones, binary thingamajigs. Now, okay, let's go down the route that they created the cryptocurrency called Bitcoin to suck wealth from somebody. What people does it suck wealth from? That's a good question. Hey, we'll be right back. Republic of Texas Radio. We're on the last half hour. Dang, we're out of time.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited. So take a breath, head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer from me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Okay. Is Bitcoin a bubble? I guess that's kind of the question that Jimmy's putting forth and kind of saying, well, yeah, it's a scam. It's going to blow up. It's going to steal all sorts of people's money. And, I don't think I agree with that. I might agree with it's a bubble, but it's the beginnings of a bubble, and it has a lot of problems. Right. And there's various touch points, and we won't get into all those touch points. If I had several thousand dollars, I would put some money into Bitcoin. But I know how to do it safely. Define safely. I know the touch points that you can be compromised in. Right. At least in theory. But as far as using it to steal a whole bunch of monies, you know, the population's money, they have that mechanism. It's called the stock market. And they can take that money anytime that they want. And all the baby boomers are going to be sitting there. They all put their things into, you know, the stock market via another guy, you know, an investment counselor guy. And he says, gotta divest all your stuff, buy a little Apple here, a little this, a little that, and whatever. So they already have that mechanism. I don't see Bitcoin as being the same. But
I've got a possibility.
There you go. Go ahead.
What if it's, if they try to force a digital currency on us to get rid of all physical, you know, interactions, between two private parties, you go to a digital where everything can be tracked and traced. If they try to force it on us, we would rebel. If they put it to us as something that's completely safe and untraceable and was developed by some Japanese redneck in the bayous of Louisiana, we would accept it. And I don't really know. I think it's kind of a mind game. I think there's different purposes besides just bilking people.
Now, that's a position I can get behind, right? Because the blockchain technology takes a lot of head to get around it and a lot of time to focus on it, right, and to get the structure up. So you got to force people to be interested in it and, you know, give them – and just switching over to digital currency, I mean, we're convinced right now we were taught how to use credit cards. You know, we originally had the credit cards where you put the thing in and run the little link, and then you get an imprint and you send those in at the end of the month or whatever, however they used to do it back then. Now they're, you know, you swipe the card, now you have a chip, and everybody's taught to push the chip, and the chip doesn't work, and the chip takes longer, and everybody swears at the chip, you know. But Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies are a little bit different. Because, you know, I mean, they're totally different, but they could be training us to use those things with the inspiration of the possibility of massive wealth. But Bitcoin is going up, and, you know, it will be going up next year. And, well, as the companies, if the companies go to war, you know, the corporate United States and, you know, well, I don't know, is North Korea considered a company? And it's not an empire, it's a kingdom, I guess. Iran, it's a country. Is it a company? I don't know. Maybe that's why our company wants to take them over to try to expand the company. It's rather fascinating. Doc, any thoughts?
It just blows my mind. I mean, right now we've been operating on a system where they can print money as much as they like, and it's all legal. If you did it, you'd be in prison. And Bitcoin seems to have started with a real coin, and then that was like just to get everybody involved, and now it's, I don't know if anybody has any real coins anymore. So it's a lot like the paper dollar. It's just, you can make as much as you want and save, you've got as much as you want, and it's all legal until something bad happens.
Well, that's not quite true, because the Bitcoin itself, there are currently, they have to dig up the computational hashes for each Bitcoin. Now, and that's the blockchain itself. Now, the blockchain is just a string of numbers, and it can only support 26 million Bitcoins. There are only 16 million Bitcoins that they know all the hashes for. So they have 10 million hashes to go, and they're estimating that they'll get to the complete blockchain of Bitcoins, right? There will be no more hashes to mine by, 2024, 2026, somewhere around there. Now, the interesting thing about Bitcoin is there's already 4 million of them that are lost, that are gone. You know, people printed them out and lost them. So they can't, once Bitcoin is actually mined out, then all you do is, well, you want a Bitcoin, then you're going to have to do a transaction to buy one. It's a market bear type situation, perceived value. It is fiat for sure, right? But, well, will anybody want it? Well, perceived depends if somebody value, wants it.
Perceived value.
Perceived.
Right there.
Right, yep. And so what value does it have to me? Well,
something
the reason
nothing
I say
is being traded like a commodity.
I know that's the fiat currency, the FRN, right? That's the euro. That's the it's the same thing, and yeah, it could be the beginning of, you know, the SDR, the special drawing rights of the World Bank could be created. They could be creating a blockchain for that, using the lessons learned from Bitcoin and from the other cryptocurrencies, right? Because Bitcoin has a lot of inherent flaws, right? And everybody wants to fix Bitcoin, but some people don't because it already works and it's secure enough for what it is. And then so you've got a lot of cryptocurrencies. But when these other currencies start failing, will there be value in Bitcoin? And I'm going to say, well, it's a multinational currency. It's a distributed currency. There is no one server to do the whole thing. You know, it's an international entity. And it's kind of an oddity, you know. So, but here, so it was originally created by who they say is Satoshi Nakamoto, right? So for years, we're told that this mysterious person came up with the idea of the blockchain. The first time I heard that, I said, oh, is that kind of like Watson and Crick figured out the structure of DNA? Two guys that were outside of their field of expertise, they just kind of like pooped it out their butt one day. You know, were they release agents? I don't know. How did he come up with the concept of the blockchain, which I still am working to get my whole head around? You know, and some brilliant, pretty brilliant guy, whoever he is. Well, allegedly, he came out just recently, and he allegedly is from Australia. His name is supposedly Craig Wright. Now, how can you say Craig Wright was sitting in his living room one day and he said, hey, why don't I do this and change the world? And I'm going to use a fake Japanese name to do it. Yeah, kind of weird, don't you think? Jimmy, do you trust that? Do you know that story?
Hey, I don't know the exact, but I don't trust it. And, you know, see, Bitcoin to me, I'm buying a lot of silver in the interest of storing wealth or storing a means of having something that could be negotiated later. Now, Bitcoin is an interesting, fun thing. I know a lot of people that got in and they took their initial investment out and turned it back into, you know, either the dollar or into gold or silver, and they're playing with the house's money. So, but it's, you know, and the other interesting twist is it a way to sneak in the mark of the beast? And biblically speaking, you know, no man shall be able to buy or sell without the mark. And there's something about the whole cryptocurrencies that just doesn't sit right on my palate. And also, did you hear, you know, the ability for them to do massive transactions like the POS systems through debit cards is very limited. And it actually crashed last week for a brief amount of time where people couldn't buy or sell their Bitcoins or negotiate their Bitcoins. So, see, it just, something isn't right. I don't know exactly what. Yeah.
And the thing is that what you're talking about, that crash, right, and that slow transaction time, it's one of its flaws, agreed, but it's one of its flaws that keeps it from, well, dying, because people can't quick trade it, right? It's not, it really never was designed to scale. It was the first crypto to do that. But if I want to buy cryptocurrency, I have to either pay a premium to get the transaction, you know, handled really quick, and then I'm losing money right to start, or wait for the next time around, and it could wait 24 hours, 48 hours, arguably, to actually get that purchase done, and I can't buy in at the number I see on my screen. Makes it for a lousy currency to use at your local merchant, because I buy a can of tuna fish for Bitcoin, boom, he doesn't get paid till tomorrow, and Bitcoin goes down tomorrow, and he loses money, right? I get a great deal, but, you know, fair is fair. But there's other cryptocurrencies that have been designed without that flaw. Well, the reason I say Bitcoin is going to stay around is because a lot of these day traders and, you know, those kind of miner things, they can't short it and they can't manipulate it because it doesn't work as fast as they'd like. And so I like that flaw. I really do. You know, at least for Bitcoin, for the short period, it's going to go up. You know, it's going to go up. It's going to go up an awful lot. Am I going to invest a whole bunch of money in it? No, I'm not. I don't have a whole bunch of money. You know, and I don't really say anybody should, partly because there's so many points of weakness in there. People are losing millions of dollars because they're installing Bitcoin applications on their phone or apps, right? Now, when you install it on your mobile phone, these things aren't that secure. And so that's one of the biggest, easiest ways for the thieves to get at you is to go after your Android. Because getting your Android is easy, right? Everybody knows how to break into an Android. Not everybody, but you know, it's an easy easy device to break into, and then they can get into your application, steal your public key, then they got all your money. You know, I mean, it's a tricky thing. So, yeah, don't go into Bitcoin unless you know what the heck is going on. And I don't know. I expect I'm going
to
be making.
Interesting you say that, Steve, because to me, it's going to be it's going to be somebody else's fault. Just like my theory on we're going to wake up on a Wednesday and hear that the banking community got hacked. And in fact, there was an announcement of 10 banking apps that were hacked last week, HSBC and so forth. But it just seems to me like it's like the free beer sign to get everybody to congregate, say, at a stadium, and then you open up with the gas and you gas them, or, you know, and I just really, really, really have something at the edge of my mind that's cautioning or causing me to caution people, because once you have it in this crypto world, you really could lose control of it, whether it be your phone got hacked or the company got hacked. And I know with the three-key hash and this, that, and the other, it's highly unlikely. But there's going to be...
Possible.
The thing is anything's possible with the fake news. They could tell us that the sky is falling. I just think that there's something very nefarious coming up with this whole Bitcoin thing and the others, and you said day traders. That's exactly how I played with it a little bit back in the day. Is I'll take $500 and throw it out there and watch it and try to get my $500 out. Now I'm playing with the house's money, but you can't sell it quick enough sometimes to realize the potential gain, much like a stock, a day trader. You know, I know people that used to sit in front of 7 screens with their E-Trade account, and that's all they did all day. So I don't want to babble because it's such an open thing, but I have just got a very, very, very strong feeling that we're going to wake up one day, or the iPhones are going to alarm us at night, and that whole thing is crashed, or it's not going to be available for X amount of time, or we have to reconstruct this, that, and the other. Something's going on there. It's just it's too good to be true.
Well, so is the FRN. You know, the FRN's going to crash one day, and I understand the trying to save your wealth in silver and gold, and I think that's a great idea, by the way. I like silver and I like gold. Bitcoin's different. Alan, I will go to you on this because you posed this to me the other day. So it's the Bitcoin, the blockchain is secured, right? Right? It's encrypted. Yeah, encrypted. Encryption technology. They can't be broken. Can it? Do we know that? You know, you got the D-Wave computers, and IBM has its own version, allegedly. And, can a quantum computer just decrypt the entire thing? And Alexa and Siri got together, and they broke through the blockchain, right? All of a sudden, the AI gets it's got some money. There you go. It's all right there. Easy. Easy money. But then what are they going to do with it once they stole all the crypto, right? Who are they going to trade it to? You know, I don't know. Maybe the AI is creating it. I don't know. What do you think, Alan?
I don't know. Is a more sophisticated version of like a communist USSR when, what was it, the one quote, the government pretends to pay us and we pretend to work? Is it a basic income for everyone to be an Eloy?
What if it is a tool of massive deflation, right? All these yuan and euros and FRNs are going into the Bitcoin, and one day you just kind of like, poof, it's gone. Everything you put in is gone. That's a good way to grab back all that perceived wealth or debt, as people would call it. You know, it's gone. You don't have it anymore. And then maybe.
And then a global currency? And then a global currency, maybe?
If that blockchain blows up and everybody loses all their money, faith in a blockchain technology is not going to happen in the perceivable future, right? So if they want to use the blockchain, they being the powers that be, them and them that want us to be screwed, it kills confidence. Well, hang on, folks. Short segment coming up. We'll figure out what's last. And it's cold out in Florida, I hear. Republic of Texas Radio.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigraLeaf. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigraLeaf migraine formula. MigraLeaf is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigraLeaf for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hello. Hey, by the way, I think I know how to end this the show. Hey, Sam, this is directed to you. What does the rest of December look like? Because I look at it and I see next Sunday, the 17th, is an open day. But the question would be, on the 24th and the 31st, are we going to have live programming? Are we going to be here? Have you heard anything? Because, you know, traditionally, Republic Broadcasting does take a little time off. You can go ahead and just talk into my earphones or text me the answer to that question. And I really do like programming on those kind of holidays. I don't know about you, Jimmy. What are you doing, Jimmy? I know you're doing a show on the on Christmas, and I'm going to be joining you.
Yeah, well, I'm setting up an outside 10x10 studio. I've got a fire pit ready to go, and oak, and lights, and I'm not going to go real commercial. But, yeah, I'm just going to be, you know, invite anybody that wants to call in and get on air and maybe enjoy a little Christmas together on camera. So I'll definitely be, weather's going to be the only thing, but I'll definitely do something live. And if it is weather, you know, gets really nasty, I'll do it from inside. But yeah, I'm all for it myself too.
Let's do it. I don't know if Doc and Alan want to join us on that day, and we'll do a little bit of a show on Christmas, be the Republic of Texas Christmas show. What do you think, Doc?
I should be available. So if, you know, we're doing a normal show, that is a Sunday Christmas this year, correct?
The day is the 25th. We've got a show tentatively planned on the 24th and the 31st, but I don't know what RBN's schedule is. I'm waiting to hear back from the network as well, because next week might be our last show for the year, 2017.
Well, I'll keep things open. If you want to do a show on Christmas Day or something like that, I will probably be available.
Well, Jimmy, it's up to you. It's your lead. And Alan, I don't know, are you down for doing a show on Christmas Day, Eve, whatever?
Only other thing I'd be doing would be walking around in the pastures, I guess, yeah.
Okay. Whatever. Yeah, it's kind of neat. Well, yeah, I guess that does it for the day.
Oh, go ahead. Anybody's welcome, Steve. I'll keep in touch with you and provide you the links and the numbers and all that. But anybody's welcome from our group. I'm looking forward to it. I'd love to have you all there.
And you'd be able to find us on Christmas Day over at bankversusyou.com. It's BANKVSYOU.com. Or just go over to the chat room, republicoftexas.chattango.com. We are running out of days in 2017. Is that crazy? I almost wrote 2018. How the heck did that happen, Alan? I don't know. It's just weird.
It's your time just flits by. Hey, I got one question for Jimmy. Jimmy, hey, La Cumbre Vieja, didn't they have a little Quaker out there a couple of weeks ago?
I missed that last part, Al. What was your question?
Out in the Canaries, La Cumbre Vieja. Did they not have a little shaker out there a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah, and that's a big thing for Florida to watch, because if any kind of a big event happens out there, we're gone.
Yep.
Tsunami.
Well, at least you won't be cold, huh?
No, I get a chance to try out my 6-man inflatable raft.
There you go. There's always benefits, right? Take your Bitcoin and float away. Okay.
Hey, Steve,
give me
a call when you get a minute after the show.
Okay, that's a deal. Republic of Texas Radio. Until next week, folks.
Learned as a community and equally taught every boy and girl. The tree of life is us, my friends.
Hey, can we talk about something serious for a minute? Your age. Getting old has its perks. But remember, being a few years younger, you know, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. The holidays are coming. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.